As a person who intends to pursue a career in gaming, I want to know what the future holds for the industry as the metaverse and immersive experiences expand the horizon. The possibilities are endless. With the new experiences and creativity reaching its peak, what will gaming become? The question is that I have now is how these technological advances in gaming will continue to improve and continue to challenge its consumers. As for our first guest, his name is Jamari Christmas. Also attend the same school as him, that being Urban Prep Bronzeville. He's a close friend of mine, and some may even say that we're brothers. Me and Jamari, we spent almost the whole summer just gaming and working out. Jamari recently just quit gaming, so I wanted to ask him, why did he quit such a big hobby of his that he also has stated that he could have went pro on, and how does he feel about it now?
A lot of these big time gaming companies, they don't really reach out to the general viewers. They really only reach out to either people of a high status, in a sense like, oh, you need to be their number one money grabber, or like you're really this high in my streamer that's really popular, and that is not being fair to the rest of the community because you're not really listening to what they also have to say as well. And it can really ruin gaming because, like you said, a lot of us around our age, if not older, not only had to grow as a person because they're going to later on become adults and gain responsibility, but also it gets bad to the point where the gaming is not really that much fun or gives us thrill anymore, and it just makes us move away from it. So I definitely say it's taking a big effect, because despite contrary belief of how much people are playing games, from how it was now to what back then, gaming has definitely fallen off. I think in terms of that, it's more of, I'm not saying we're really going anywhere, because like you've mentioned, it's kind of almost like a fade. But I think it's going to get progressively better, because eventually, like I said in the last question, this is now entering the territory of being a professional. And games can always find a way to add artificial, like, you know, difficulties if they can't really, you know, make something new of it. They can take old ideas and recycle them into something new and then add their own little artificial difficulty. Like, recently, some of these new games that are coming out are already bringing back, like, old heads of the gaming, like some of the old anime games or old shooting games and all types of stuff. But in terms of it, I feel like the more that it's advertised, the more it's going to progressively grow.
Well then, that must have been a mind-blowing experience for some of us. It still is to me to this day. First things first is that I would like to thank Jamari for his time and helping us become more aware of how gaming can be more tied down to the general population. I learned a lot from Jamari's point of view, and I hope you did too. It really affected how the gaming industry played a role onto him and how he sees it now. Now, however, this interview made me think about our next guest I should interview and how will it tie into my story. With that, the first thing that came to my mind is that this guest, he played one of the very first gens of gaming and experienced the differences between many different generations of gaming. I wanted to know, what did he see? Why have they continued this hobby? What do they believe the future beholds for the gaming industry and as a consumer himself? I would like to welcome our second guest, who will be my father.
And like the graphics to the three-dimensional stuff, and it's changed from that to the accessories, like pretty much everything. It's expanded in a lot of ways that I wouldn't even thought it was on its span. Like, it transformed into a totally different thing than what it originally was, just the consoles that it started off with. It's just something totally different now. kind of just expanded into going a totally different manner. So the same thing with everything else, the internet, the online gaming completely changed. Like, I think that's the biggest thing. In some, like, in my prime gaming days, I wish I could have been able to just call my friends up and, you know, play with my friends, and they were at home and I was at home ready to play online. I think that's the biggest improvement, is the online game and online community. Being able to play, like, the video game culture, being able to play video games, it's kind of like, it always gave me an escape, you know, something to do. A lot of times when I didn't want to go outside and want to deal with the things that were going on outside the neighborhood, you know, whether it be negative or whether it just be the weather or whatever, you know, it gave me something to do in the house, you know. And, you know, me and your aunt, me and Mika, we 9 years apart. And other than that, I ain't got no siblings, so I ain't had nobody to play with in the house. So, you know, that was like my sibling, my game. You know, it was my main distraction, my main toy. It kept me out of trouble, kept me in the house, and, you know, kept me active, gave me something to do, stay out of trouble, stay out of the way.
That's all the questions I got for you. Thank you.
That's good. You're good. That way
That was very exciting to hear, as well as informative. I am thankful that my father was able to aid me in answering some of these questions I had for him. Now, after my interview with my father, I really took a deep dive and thought about how my questions could be answered by someone in the career field of gaming. How does a company reach its consumers? How do they keep up with trends? How do they explore and continue to keep up with their competition? Not only did this person need to be within the industry, but they also needed to be a gamer themselves. This is the final perspective I would like to see. I was in deep thought and exploring and looking for someone to be the final guest. I came to a conclusion, so as of now, I would like to welcome our final guest, Robert Johnson. Rob is the head of investments and label strategy at 2K.
You know, it's a great thing. I would say, you know, you learn a couple things, right? Like, while gaming is, you know, about fun and about entertainment, you really do realize that it's also it's a big business, right? So success matters, is I think one big takeaway, right? So everything that you do, you have to think about, like, it's not just about, you know, creating the game you want or figuring out the right business plan, right? Like, just based upon how you think you want to market a game or how to sell a game or how to just drive money for that game. It's really about all in all, understanding what the consumer wants, understanding how to engage with the consumer. And at the end of the day, it's just all about the consumer, right? So it's a really interesting thing, because you turn that love of video games, right? It becomes passion, but it's also now, like, it's a business and it's your job. So those things are big. Well, yeah, so, you know, staying up with the trends, it's hard, right? So the first and most important thing is making sure, from a technology standpoint, that you're always where the consumer is, right? So, like, for example, if VR was taking off and everyone had a VR headset, you better be making VR games. If, you know, the Steam Deck, right, if that becomes a huge hit and your games aren't compatible with that device, then you're losing money. So it's first and foremost making sure you're on top of technology. Second, it's trying to understand market trends, right? So, you know, you see that first inkling, right, where Fortnite now is free to play, right, and it's been successful. Well, you better start making games that are free to play, right? You better start being there and being and having that kind of entry point for the consumer, because they're going to want to have that, you know, low price option to get into games. That's not to say that also they're not going to pay $60 for another game, right? It's all about, you know, making sure that you have the option for the trend. So I think those are the two biggest things, is just making sure you know, you see what other companies are doing, you're reacting appropriately, and you're always up to date with technology.
The different point of views reveal to us how gaming has grown, how the producers continue to provide for its community, how they reach out, how they stay on the trends, and how can they continue to benefit the future of the gaming community. The gaming community is a wide, diverse, and a collective of people. So with me wanting to pursue a career of gaming and my future, I wanted to see what made a future behold for gamers like myself and maybe even you, as well as me being able to spark the next generation with this new advances of technology like gaming has did for me. With the world becoming more technological and things becoming more advanced as time passes, I would like to expand society through the art of gaming. Now, with me shedding the light into these different experiences for you, do you think you have any additional suggestions? Now, with me shedding the light into these different experiences, do you believe that you have any additional suggestions to help with the future for the game community, or have this podcast review now with me shedding light into these different experiences for you, do you believe that you have any additional suggestions to help the future for the game community, or has this podcast revealed to you a different view on things?